I'm the Slim Santa, yes, I'm the Saint Nick. All you other fat Santas can suck my fat...
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 72. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And it's Christmas morning, for those of you that are listening right now. Christmas morning, the time of much depression. You're sitting around, holding your new stuff in your hands, Roller Coaster Tycoon 3-in-1, and like... the mega pack of all of the Sims expansions and the other.
Nice.
Because you didn't listen to, or didn't have your parents or whoever listened to the last show that we had, 71, where we told them what to buy. But let's hope everything went okay. Christmas came for us today. Christmas came. I got a pile of fat shit over here to play with. It's awesome. It's got new video card, processor, motherboard, hard drive, RAM. I'm all set. And I would have done it before we did the show, but then it was like, you know, it probably won't work, right? Then we're going to really screw things up and not have a show, but I got to put this beast together. It's going to be nice. It's going to be really nice.
Oh, yeah.
And you would not believe the size of the box for the 6800, but it's an NX6800 from MSI, and this box is like, it's like a suitcase. It's pretty nuts. But I can't wait to go play with that, so that'll be fun. It'll get to... be my EverQuest bitch, you know, hopefully run a little bit better. And we got a package from Fuchikoma X, actually a little bit ago, and I've just been sitting here because some of us have been a little too hooked on EverQuest to even, like, you know, properly cleanse ourselves daily.
I don't know who that could be.
I got a problem. It's terrible. And then we had downtime for 2 days this week. I'm sure you saw it all over the place, you know, and all the big news sites and gaming news sites, that there was a big outage for EverQuest for like 30 hours or so.
Which I was very glad that happened, because I couldn't play at that time anyway. And then I got the XP modifier because of it. Which was a nice thing for them to do.
50% experience bonus and 3 days for free.
Oh, really?
Like, we get 3 days back for free. Like, we don't get charged for three of the days, yeah.
Although, granted, the outage happened on a weekend, and then the XP modifier happened on, like, a Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
Yeah, that didn't... It didn't balance out for me. Too well for me,
perfectly.
I wanted to play, and I sat here like the rest of the gerbils, clicking the button, hoping it would log us in. Click, 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 come on, log in. Oh, it was terrible. People
were pissed.
I was doing
something. I don't remember what now, though, but...
Well, it had to be better than doing what I was doing, sitting here going insane, trying to... I went to bed. I finally was like, there's absolutely no reason for me to exist at this point, because I can't fucking play EverQuest 2. So, and I don't feel like playing anything else. I have no movies. I didn't want to do anything but sit and play this game, so I went to sleep. I figured, you know, hey, I'll go to bed and I'll wake up and it'll all be okay, right? Well, when I woke up, the servers were still down. It was ugly. It was real bad. But, you know, this isn't terrible, because this is like, well, it was terrible. You know, I mean, this was bad. You know, 30 hours or so, but it's like, at least it came all at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, we had an ongoing problem that was creeping up every now and again, so, I mean...
Not to mention, I think, given with what they had, I think they did a pretty good job of making it up the best they could.
Yeah, it would have been nice, though, if they would explain what happened.
Yeah.
You know, I if you look around the forums and whatnot, they're talking about how it was like some kind of a hardware problem, which is bullshit. That's a lie. That had to have been a software problem. There's no fucking way. A hardware problem would bring down every server. It might bring down one. Mm-hmm. It might bring down, you know what I mean? And
unless it was something that connected them all.
That's the only thing it could be, and how easy is that to replace? You rip the switch off the wall and plug them into a different one. There's no way it would have took 30 hours to do that. No way. You know, that's why I know it was a software problem. It had to be. It had to be. They screwed something up. And plus, those people, and it happened right after the patch, and some people were in for just a couple of hours before, you know, between where they just finally died and then after the patch, and they said all their quests were deleted. Yeah, so. But, I mean, I didn't have a problem with it. Some people got rolled back a little bit. Didn't happen to me. You know, once I got in, it was all good.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, I was right where I left off, so. They at least had that nightly backup right there. So that wasn't so bad, you know. I mean, it could have gone much worse, but it was pretty bad that it was down for like a, you know, over a whole day. That sucked ass. Having to put up with World of Warcraft players going, haha, we can finally get in our game and now you guys can't play. But speaking of World of Warcraft and finally being able to get in the game, we got an email from blah 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 about World of Warcraft and this login stuff. It said the login servers that you were talking about had you wait in a line. It is now gone. It is gone now, but was easily circumvented by just typing your password into the screen behind it. What happened is they put in a new login screen in front of the old one. It kind of went something like this. You have the new login screen with the waiting thing, but just behind it was a screen that said it was the old login with your character list and able to log in. So it was. It almost sounds like it was just like a temporary, maybe we can get people to not notice that they can log in, just hold the fuck on a minute, and they would just put another window over it. But apparently there was a way that you could get to that other window. It says it just took a bit of fooling around. Waiting in line to find it out. I would do the same thing. I'd be sitting there bored stiff, you know, trying to log in, and they're telling me, you know, you can't, and clicking on windows and messing around in the little login interface thing before, you know, you'd figure that out. But that's good to know. It would have been really handy when they were having this problem. But as I understand it, all the World of Warcraft servers now have, like, they've been able to deal with the load now so that they don't have any problems logging in anymore. That's what I've been told anyway from the people that I know that were having those problems. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Because they got it back for us. Oh, you know, and the best part was, our server on EQ came up, and the server that the guys that we were gonna play with, the people I know at work, didn't come up for like six more hours.
That you guys
go, yep, I got to rub it in. I was like, you know what, motherfuckers? You should have came over to our server. Then we got another email here. This was about the PlayStation 3 chip, that cell process. Remember we talked about it going to TVs and stuff briefly? Right. This guy's on top of it. I've got his, looks like only his real name here, but, let's see, it's Tommy. I was looking for something else that might have identified him, but it just says Tommy. Okay, it says, let's see, I was just listening to episode 70 this morning, hearing you discuss the PlayStation 3 chip thing in the TVs. In the Amiga days, the 3000, 4000 model came out with this powerful 6830 and 6840 Motorola CPU, which could easily run 50 megahertz. 50 whole megahertz.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in the Amiga days, that was...
That was amazing. Yeah, yeah. Hell, we had... What were they using back then? A lot of guys had the IBM stuff, the 286s, I believe, 8286s that were like I know Ode had one. It was like 12 megahertz in turbo mode, you know? And my 386 only was, what, DX2 33, I think? I can't really remember now. It's been a long time. No, it was a...
No, it was a 25.
That was a 46. It was an SX20. It was a 386 SX20. Jesus. That's what it was. Let's see. And a year later, you could find these chips in the now ancient HP LaserJet 4 or washing machines, as it was easy to program CPU and had inexpensive one at that. The C64 CPU 6512 ended up in the Super Nintendo, but the Super Nintendo had a more advanced chips doing the graphics work. So why the memory lane? It could just be that this chip handles the HDTV graphics easily, and if you already have this chip why not have it in the TV? That makes perfect sense.
If it's in full production, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's as easy as the program for, is that they're claiming, you know, which would be the total opposite, I understand, of the PS2 chip anyway. If you make more of them, they become cheaper anyway. I find it indeed more logical that my new TV has a hard drive than a DVD drive. I don't know if that. I just don't know about that because I don't watch TV. You know, it doesn't happen. I if anything, I'll download, you know, videos and stuff. But I don't have cable. I don't even have like a rigged up rabbit ear system. You know, I don't have anything. I use the TV here strictly for DVDs and video games. So it seems to me that, you know, having a hard drive in it is such a computer part, but a drive to play videos.
Well, it's for the whole TiVo idea.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I must not get into it and understand it, you know, because I don't do that, you know. But that would be pretty awesome, you know, for everybody that, that wants. Dude, those TiVo units, I think, are kind of expensive, aren't they?
I don't think
bucks,
I don't think they're too bad.
Maybe like 200, 300 bucks, I think.
Considering that, at least back in the day, VCRs were probably about the same.
Here's what you do. You get yourself an Xbox. 150 bucks. You get yourself a 120 gig drive. 60 bucks. You get yourself a mod chip. Another 60 bucks. Right? Now you've got yourself a TiVo and an Xbox.
Well, yeah, but that TiVo can't search the cable and download this show every single time it comes on.
Yeah, but I wouldn't doubt there's something set up that way. You know what I mean? I would not doubt that somebody's rigged it up to where his TiVo communicates with his computer and dumps a list in a format that Xboxes can read, and then he sends it to a website somewhere. I wouldn't doubt that happens.
Or a program you could put in the Xbox that'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. It probably handles it completely by itself. I wouldn't doubt it at all. Let's see. Love your rants. Although I installed Anarchy Online because it was free for a year. Did you hear about that? Anarchy Online.
Free for a year. And you can download the software?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, if you can, I got a disc around here somewhere, because they sent it to me for like their free 7-day trial like 2 years ago. Mm. I guess the MMORPG is not for me, but for some reason I really enjoyed MUDs, so why not this? Doesn't matter, don't have time for it anyway.
There's a reason Anarchy Online is free for a year. That's what I'll say. I mean, if you're trying, like Mocker, his first was Anarchy Online, I think, and he's totally sworn off of
that.
It's like, it never got popular.
It was pretty amazing though. I heard a lot of people loved that game for quite a while. But it didn't ever seem like it made that like huge status, like World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy, Lineage.
I never heard any of the bad things.
And EverQuest, you know, one. EverQuest
just
2
like Star Wars Galaxy.
Yeah.
I have heard very little but bad things too.
I heard a lot of bad things about Star Wars. Maybe that's just because I go looking for bad things for Star Wars. But I think I know why. He likes the multi-user dungeons and not the MMORPGs. And the multi-user dungeons, there was no graphics.
Right.
So you absolutely had to fall back on story. You had to have a world that could be described so well. And it's like, you know when you're reading a book and they're describing the place, your brain kind of fills in all the details that you're missing, like, just because they should be there, but it paints such a better picture than when something's showing you.
Right.
You know, you look at a game like, you know, EverQuest 2 and World of Warcraft, they leave very little to the imagination of the world because it's in graphic form, and you know, and every tree is already there. But in your head, if you're reading a book, you're laying out the forest. But because it's imagined, it looks perfect, you know, and I think that's what it is about these multi-user dungeons was that all you had was a line of text. And you would read it, you know, and once you got playing for, you know, you're into it for 10 minutes, and pretty soon your brain kind of switches into that, you know, that mode where it's just making shit up. And that's what I think it was. That's what I'm willing to bet it is they're just a little bit more realistic, even, I can say. You know, and it seemed like the zones in those games maybe had a little more time and effort put into them because they had to. You didn't have graphics, and a lot of them were user-made. People that were playing the game for a while, the guys that, you know, set together the whole big original part of those games, you know, had quite a bit of stuff, but then you could have, like, expansion zones. Like, they would just tack on stuff, but they were made by some guys that loved the game.
Mm.
So it was created by the fans. You're not going to see a zone ever in World of Warcraft made by a fan.
No.
You're not going to see a zone made by a fan in EverQuest.
Well,
ever.
at least not until it gets really old and then they start to allow... Like, EQ now allows... non-Sony servers.
Oh, yeah.
They've actually allowed it now, and so
you can,
as long as you have the client...
What was that thing called?
Winter's Roar, that's one of them. And so they can make their own zones, but that's... EQ's now, what, 5-6 years old?
Yeah. So, and you don't have... The majority of the players, you don't have them playing on servers like that. You know,
no.
You have a very small population playing on those... non-Sony servers, I guess, you know, so. And he's from the Netherlands. This is Readings from the Netherlands, which I think is always cool. I don't know why, but this blows me away that there's somebody out there listening to us that's all the way across the world. I think that is neat. That is really cool, you know.
We got a few of them.
Yeah, we do, and it never ceases to blow me away is the thing. I mean, hell, they could be neighbors, and it doesn't matter to me. To me, they're still way the hell far away, and it's so neat over there, you know, because it's not here. It's cool. So, let's see. Don't you also miss the... And you've got, like, a little PS here on the bottom. It says, don't you also miss the Commodore 64 games? Where would you get T-shirts, maps... Where you would get T-shirts, maps, full books, buttons, code wheels, and a nice box, stupid DVD containers. And he's right. Remember all the shit you would get when you were buying games before? You got all kinds of stuff. You get stickers and posters and just all kinds of neat shit to play with. Now... He's right. You got these DVD cases with the paper-thin manual and the disc mashed in there, you know. God forbid your game is two discs. They'll make it fit in there. And that same size, you know. He's right, though. And he says, check out Skype for using to teleconference. It's cheaper and better quality. And if Kobar is not on the phone during the show, then what's up with the audio quality? Now, I know why the quality of the show is bad. And it's because my computer's so loud. Okay, we have way too much, like... ambient noise in this room.
Yeah, there's like a fan in his computer that's like one of those movie fans that they use for wind.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. It's a little bit too loud. It picks up, you know, really well on the microphone, unfortunately. And I've tried everything to make it quieter. I mean, short of replacing it with a quieter fan, but then it gets way too hot for my tastes. Mm-hmm. I have a heater in my house. I don't need the computer to heat the house too. You know, and I'd prefer it cooler, you know, anyway. I'm really anal about the temperatures and whatnot, and I take good care of this kind of stuff. But the problem is when we remove that noise. Mm-hmm. Now, we've done the show before with the noise left in, like the first couple episodes, we weren't quite sure how much to remove and how much you can get away with it, and the quality was really bad. Go back and listen to the archives of the first, like, 10 shows or something, and you could tell that there was way too much background noise. So once we started removing it, it definitely cleared it up a lot, and it's much more listenable, but the audio quality is still so bad, and I noticed it's hard to listen to. I can't listen to us on the MP3. It drives me insane. It sounds terrible. The AUG is much better. The AUG is so much better quality, and, you know, I may just simply have to up the quality of both of them. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit would probably go a long way, I think. But the good news is there's also, you know, another computer in the works here now. We were just talking about the parts I've got, and the fan there is much quieter.
Right.
Much quieter, because I don't have some ridiculous third-party monster heat pipe cooling fucking copper and Freon system going yet. You know, I've got the stock cooler from a retail Pentium 4 processor, and those are pretty quiet because they're retail. You know, it's the ghetto little ones that get the job done. They're approved by Intel, and I might just stick with it because it might be kind of nice to have it quieter in here. But that we won't have to do the noise removal portion anymore, which really tweaks the audio. You'll hear metallic weird stuff in the audio when you're listening. It sounds really weird. It's really bizarre sound, but that's
I don't listen to us because I don't like to.
I know, and it's lucky for you because I got to put up with listening to us a couple of times. Like, I'll listen to the whole thing one time through, clip out parts, have to listen to one whole part over and over to make sure it sounds okay, you know, and that you could understand what we were saying and that there wasn't some other noise going on. Like, last show, you were flicking a bottle cap in your hand from your Mountain Dew, and you were going click, click, and now while we were recording, I didn't notice it. But when I'm listening to it, you hear click.
Oh.
Click, click, and then I remembered it happening, going, oh, man. Yeah, so that's why the quality sucks, but I'm going to have to, you know, this isn't the first time I've heard this, though, so, you know, if putting in this machine here is quieter and it doesn't cause that problem, let us know. You know, if it sounds a lot better after, like, this show is going to be done on the original style, but the next one's going to be on the Uber machine here.
Right.
And it should be a lot quieter, and I won't have to do the noise removal.
And like you said, maybe try the AUG. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people are listening on something that won't play an AUG is what the biggest problem is, like an iPod or something retarded, you know. Sorry, I hate fucking iPods, so... It's only because I see them returned every day because they're broken like hell. So, I mean, it's a great idea. It's just that I think they're cheaply made is the problem. But that's a little rant for another day. Also, before we forget, now that we're a whole 17 minutes in, we're only going an hour today.
Oh, right.
Christmas Day, and we don't have anything special. I mean, it's Christmas. Okay, our good stuff was over the last month.
Mm-hmm.
We had the fat releases this whole month. We had awesome games released.
Best game ever.
Yo, and what did you see today?
Oh, I was on IGN, and they have their best game of the year site.
Oh yeah, best of 2004. Yeah,
right. And the headline said, "Was this the best year ever?"
It's the best year ever. Oh my god, it's probably just, you know. Anyway, yeah, we're only going an hour though because the guys after us. They've got a Christmas special they want to do.
Right.
We didn't We almost didn't do a show today, but we had, we have to, you know, because we don't want to not do a show, because that sucks. I hate not doing it, because I always feel bad afterwards, you know.
Plus we're here.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, we could be playing EverQuest right now. But, we did have some stuff we wanted to bring up, though, and we've only got an hour. We're gonna cut it short, though, give those, I mean, they got a Christmas special coming up. We got shit.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's really been our good stuff, you know, for our shows.
If anything, it's best that we only have to do it for an hour.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think definitely. Spike TV had their Game of the Year, or Games of 2004 already, and we're gonna probably talk about that next show when we do ours. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're doing, we did it like last year, email us with what your best Game of the Year was and do it by category. If you look at the front page of the website, it's got a little description up there of how I want you to send it in, because if we all do it in the same format, it's gonna be real easy.
Right.
You know, if you want, you know, best sports game. Put it down. Best fucking, you know, RPG game. Write down what you think your best RPG was, you know, and then maybe do, maybe like one overall game of the year. You know, if there's one game that you could pick this year that was the best, better than everything,
mm-hmm.
put it down under game of the year. Or, you know, put it down under best game on the Xbox for the year. Do that, mail it in. We've already got, one in. So, thank you to John K. He sent in his already. We're gonna do that next show, which will be on New Year's. I don't know how we landed it on these funky days that nobody's gonna be listening to us. They're gonna be, oh yeah, it's the day after, so they're gonna be hungover.
Right, asleep and hungover. Yeah.
Nobody's gonna listen to that one, just like not right. Right now you're probably with family and whatnot, you know, I mean, it's Christmas Day today.
But so. Luckily they can download it.
Yeah. But I like to think the whole family sitting around the fire, listening to us.
Opening the present.
Yeah. Well, this won't be on until like 3:30 though anyway, so I'm sure most of that will be over and I'll just be crawling out of bed because I'm off that day. But, yeah, so we're only going for an hour today. That leaves us 40 minutes to talk about some pretty messed up stuff that has been happening.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite. Let's just start with Electronic Arts.
I am speechless at the crap they are pulling.
They've really stepped too far now. I think they've gone too far.
I just found out that they bought the NFL. So now no other company can make NFL licensed games. They can't use real teams, they can't use real players, only Madden will be a real NFL game. And that's just, you're killing your entire exactly. competition.
That's brutal.
It should be against the law.
It should be, exactly. I think so too.
Because that is basically a monopoly now.
Exactly. And actually, if you look on the forums, you know, I missed this. I didn't hear about this. My head's been up my ass and in EverQuest 2 for the last couple of weeks, so it's like I barely get out to check news. And Bill from over at Armchair Arcade, thank God, came over to the forum here and posted it for us, and I happen to see it there because I'll peek in there and post what I can, and I don't get around out much, you know, to do regular news searching and all that stuff anymore as much as I did before EverQuest. So thank God he posted it there, and that's where I first saw it, and I was just like, I was just floored. This is retarded. They have the exclusive license on NFL games. This that kills everybody else. Nobody can make that now. And the only thing that I think anybody can do now is they need to bring back the baseball stars type game. But they need to make a football one. Okay, now, we've talked about this before. I don't like sports games. They're just not fun to me. Right. You know, I always get my ass whooped by somebody like Hooks, who knows the players and the teams in and out, and I just want to play a baseball game. But because I don't know which team to pick and, you know, which players are better at what, I'll get demolished, right? Baseball Stars, it was out for the Neo Geo and for the Nintendo, and I had the Nintendo one. And I have never played a sports game more than that game ever. In fact, every sports game I've ever played, packed together in time, still less time played than I'd played Baseball Stars, because that is the perfect baseball game. Create your own team, everybody was generic, you could name your dude, so you, was, you know, you were the manager, you could buy better guys, you bought skill points for them, you know, and made them better at certain things, and you knew who they were and how good they were. Then you could play against your buddy's team, who he created. You know, and that was the shit. Now, if we get a football game like that, and I've never seen one that's that good, then they might be onto something, you know?
Well, that's the only slight chance they have, but people don't want that.
Midway had their, what's that one with the ridiculous NFL blitz?
Right.
Can't do it anymore. If they do it, it's going to be just blitz now, and it's going to be generic football people. This is not good.
And they can do the street type football games and that sort of thing, but
You know what, though? I hope this comes back to bite them in the ass so bad.
I hope so, too.
You know? I hope that all these games that are like this, like you said, like whatever the hell they would call it, some kind of street football and a baseball stars type, you know, where it's like a really, you know, create your own everything. And college games you can still have, you know? Right. And this sort of stuff, I hope. And what about Mutant League Football? Everybody loved that football game, you know, because it was funny as hell and it was just neat to play on, you know, back on the Genesis. If something like that comes out now, it's gonna be original to these, to the guys that are playing these games now. It's gonna be original because they probably weren't playing Genesis games, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna say, well, I've never seen anything like this, and this is a lot more fun than playing, you know, whatever football game. And, I hope it destroys them next year. I hope Madden 2006 is just like lowest of the sales, you know, and like the highest one is gonna be some shit like Mutant League Football 2006, you know, how awesome would that be? And EA didn't stop at that; they offered the NBA the same deal, and the NBA said no.
Props to the NBA.
Yes.
Even though they did it because they wanted money from everybody.
Yeah. Whatever their reasoning, it's probably a good thing that, you know, that they didn't do it, you know, so.
But that's not the whole of EA's ridiculousness.
But, I mean, yeah, they go ahead with this.
They're also trying to buy out other game companies. They've bought 20% of,
Ubisoft. And?
Which is the highest amount of stock that anybody owns now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even the people
that made Ubisoft hold 15% right now.
Oh my god. Okay, no, now I'm pissed now. Okay, cause check this out. Who bought 3DO's rights to fucking Might and Magic and Heroes of Might and Magic? Ubisoft.
Oh.
I am not a happy camper. It's time for some EA employee to go
postal.
Yeah.
We'll have to change it to...
It's time to clean house. It's time to get a little fight club on your boss, isn't it? Oh my god. This is not okay.
Yeah.
They are taking over. You know, and not in a good way. If it was a company that was good, if this was Sega, you know, I would feel good about it. Because I know that they release quality stuff and they're in it for making the games that are fun.
But then in it for making the games that are fun is not going to go hostily taking over
exactly. Exactly. But it, like I'm saying, though, it wouldn't bother me. I would have faith in them. Electronic Arts. Arguably one of the worst places to work for in the world, okay, is the ones doing this. Because it's a code sweatshop is what it is.
Mm.
And they're just in it for the money. Mm. You know, you cannot tell me they're in it for the love of the game. You cannot, because that is a load of crock. Okay, it's a load of bullshit. There's no way. Because they're
showing it time and time again.
Exactly. Madden 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006. And as soon as they could, and they had the funds, they did it with the NHL line. They did it with the basketball line. They did it with, you know, the baseball line. They got it all. They took them all. And now they're trying to seal them off to themselves. That is not okay. Bad EA, okay? That is not good at all. You should be severely punished, I believe, for this.
I will not buy an EA game.
You know, I like that idea. I have one problem with that, though.
Hmm.
That if I'm when Heroes of Might and Magic 5 comes out, because that's my weakness. That is my weakness. I'm the pre-order, you know, right, type for this. I'm a candidate for blowing money on a crappy game if it sucks, because I don't care, because I know that the other ones, I love the other ones so much, you know, except for 4. But, you know, I'm going to get in on this. If it's got EA on it, I'm not going to buy it. Fuck them. This is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is no good. And even if Heroes of Might and Magic 5 comes out, and Might and Magic, it'll be 10, I believe, comes out, I'm just going to have to not play them. You know? Of course, unless I'm seeing reviews that are like 99%, but you know, then I wouldn't believe it anyway, because I can see EA paying IGN, and don't tell me they wouldn't go that far, either one of the two, you know, to do some rigged up shit like that. You know, I can't do it.
You can find other ways to play.
You know, you're right. Oh my god, that brings up some sad news too. Now, see, we never mentioned, everybody knows it, but we actually never mentioned it on the show before. We talked about it, but we never actually came right out and said the name, but since it's gone now, everybody knows Supernova.
Right.
The fucking place to be for BitTorrent stuff. And they had everything. It was supernova.org, with no E, S-U-P-R.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a good run, couple years. You know, they had everything. TV shows, video games, ROMs, music, every single pirate imagined thing all come together in this one giant website, which just mess some shit up. And people need to be careful on BitTorrent, because there's no way to protect yourself. You know, you hop on that tracker, and your IP with everybody else's is right there for anybody to get. You know, there's no kind of, there's nothing there that's going to protect you. Nothing. You know, which is why, you know, BitTorrent is bad for doing illegal stuff, but it's not designed to do illegal stuff.
Right.
So you shouldn't be using it for illegal stuff. But if you did need, you know, let's say you owned a copy of a game that your disc is scratched and you needed to download one, you know, because you can't make a copy of yours and it won't play, there was sites like these that you could go to download, you know, like basically backups for yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And Supernova was the spot. And it got killed off.
It's gone.
Yeah, but we need a moment of silence here, I think. A moment of fan noise from the computer. That's all you hear in here. So, yeah, that sucks.
The worst part is that, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago, there was a big news thing on MSNBC about Supernova.
Yeah.
And that's what killed it right there.
I think so, too. When some monster news site tells you, yeah, there's all these pirate sites like supernova.org that has pirate shit, you know that place just got hammered that day. People that had never heard of it or never been there, you know. Because believe it or not, a lot of people have never heard of it and never been there. You know, you'd think that everybody knows, but they don't. You know, I still run into people all the time that have no idea what even BitTorrent is. They look at me like I'm insane. But
me too.
Yeah, it's weird. They're not clued in. And then they're telling me that, like, you read like in that same news article, it said something like there was 35% of internet traffic is BitTorrent now. How fat is that?
Holy hell.
Yeah. Now, and the problem is, I'll tell you what the problem is, okay? A lot of it is television.
Right.
A lot of it's TV and movies and whatnot, but the television one I particularly think about quite often, because I think that, because, well, basically, okay, we've gone after software pirates, you know, we've gone after music pirates, you know, now the MPAA is starting, the MPAA is going in now after the movie guys, and now we're starting to see the TV stations cracking down. You know, we've gone down the list of piracy. Now we're, you know, back, you know, we're down to the TV stations are getting pissed. And it's fixable. Now, the movie industry is a little different because it just seems like it, I don't know if it costs more and they need to market things just right because it's only a one-shot deal. You know, you get a movie that gets some bad press, it's not going to make any money. You get a TV show, it has some time on the air to make itself better. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's more of a long-term thing.
Even though they normally don't. Let it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's bad.
It's, yeah. It usually gets cut off after the first couple shows. But, you know, look at something like, Friends. Okay. Let's take Friends and Seinfeld. You know, just pulled them out of the sky because they're big. Okay. The DVD sales on Seinfeld and Friends must be astronomical.
I imagine.
Okay. The money that they made in advertising, NBC made, you know, must have been just phenomenal. It must. I bet they're still especially, spending that money, you know?
Especially towards the end of both of those.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that it's a very important thing for them, for you to not only watch it on their station, on their times, to get paid by their advertisers, and it's a very important thing for you to buy the DVDs of these afterwards, okay? And if you've got people downloading TV, and let me tell you, if you don't know, something airs, let's say on the East Coast, like 8 o'clock p.m. over there, it's 5 p.m. over here in the West Coast, mm-hmm. You can download that shit by like 5:30 our time, okay? It is there, and, you know, you can get it for free before everybody else is watching it, I swear to God.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times.
You know, yeah, it's there. Now, I spent a lot of time thinking about this, and this is something that's fixable, because you can supply your show in a format on NBC hosted servers or whoever, you know, you're obviously going to have the big guys host, you know, handle the traffic and all that. It's going to be, you know, NBC is going to have to make a deal with like AT&T, you know, for this kind of bandwidth. And they can sell the shows online, because I know a lot of people that don't have cable because they don't want to pay the $20 or $50 a month, depending on what they want, but they watch a few TV shows, mm-hmm. You know, maybe say 5. Now, if they set up some kind of a pack, you go to their website, you know, and you set up some kind of a deal, and you get to pick, say, 5 shows a month that you can download from NBC servers, which, you know, they could set up some kind of a BitTorrent system where you have authentication, though.
Right. They would never do it, though, because of the cable company.
Yeah, but, you know, the cable company could use that as a marketing tool to sell high-speed internet. I mean, there's things that you're going to do. The point is, The point is, like, my whole big point with this is that none of these guys are adapting. And this is the problem. The movie industry's not adapting, the music industry's not adapting, and the TV industry, they're not adapting to new technology. They're holding on to these old wires and this old system that doesn't work anymore. We've moved on, and the public wants to move on, and you've got these companies that are making so much money on this ancient technology, and people want so much more. This is all they're giving us, this is what you got. Something gets out that's better, and people jump all over it, but because they haven't figured out how to rape it for money yet, it's illegal. You know, as soon as they figure out how to rape it for money, it's all good. Okay, and I know they can do it. You know, you set up a BitTorrent system, you know, NBC, you know, whoever, sets up something like that. They have some pretty big-ass servers, though, because obviously it's got to get out there fast to people right away. But if they have they give you a login and a password and a special BitTorrent client, okay, and you pay, let's say you got a 5-TV show deal, you know, for a month, and it costs you, like, fucking 10, 15 bucks, you know, a month to download these 5 shows. And you hop on their thing, it's gonna go hella fast because it's gonna be a BitTorrent system, plus they have servers that have, you know, the master ones. But they're gonna fuck it up by giving it to you in, like, real media format. You know, something that nobody wants. They've gotta fight the pirates. They've gotta do it in formats we want. People like DivX. People like Xvid, okay? Unfortunately, they don't have any control of where it goes from there. You know, people don't want to see commercials either. I'm pretty sure that if they were to ever do a system, they would absolutely have commercials in there.
Yeah.
You can clip them out yourself really easily, though, so it's not a huge ordeal. But, I mean, they could make money from this. You know, they just don't. And instead, they just go around arresting people.
Right.
And it's stupid. I think it's retarded. I've been wanting to get that off my chest for a while. So, okay. What else have we got here? NEC. Claims to be working, has been working with Nintendo on a new graphics chip for the next generation console from Nintendo. I guess it's dubbed Revolution, I guess, at this point. But Nintendo flat out denies. And I don't understand why Nintendo always tries to do this to us. We know what's happening. Other companies, why would one company say, yeah, dude, we're working with them? Why would they be lying? You know how bad that would look for them if they really were lying that they said they were working with Nintendo? Mm-hmm. No, but Nintendo says, no, we're not working with them. How stupid is that?
But they do that a lot.
They do, and I don't understand it. But, whatever.
Because they like the whole secretive thing.
They do, but they suck terribly at it, I think. They do. They have some cool stuff, though. Every now and again, they drop a bomb. Like, that Zelda thing blew my fucking mind.
Lots of Japanese companies do that. Square's the same way.
Well, competition's big. You know, they got to keep it
on to stuff.
They got to keep it, you know, secret because if it gets out, the competitors are going to pick it up. You know, Right. They're going to try to mimic them. And
yeah, you got to leak it out a little bit to wet the whistle, though.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to not flat out lie. They got to spread misinformation. That's what they got to do. They got to make shit up. You know,
but no, that's Sony's deal.
You're right. Sony's already cornered the market on the lies. So, you know what? Let's go into Sony. Sony's got the PSP. It's going up against the DS. Everybody knows, you know, these are the two, you know, next big hitters.
It seems like so far the DS is holding its own a lot better than we thought it was going to.
I think so, too. Right now they've sold over 1 million Nintendo DSs in Japan. Okay, that's
Japan alone.
Exactly. That's over, and it was over half a million in the first 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And 500,000 sold in the U.S. by Thanksgiving weekend. Okay, that's, 1.5 million? 1.5 million? They expect to sell almost 3 million by year's end at the rate they're going. And 90%?
Just the two countries?
I don't know what the deal is with the European release yet. I'm not sure, and I'm sure I should know. But at the time I was looking up the information, I didn't think to go get it because I assumed it was in that article, and it wasn't because I didn't write it down. They're doing pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah,
good
stats. They're doing pretty good with it already. And the Sony PSP, which isn't here yet in America, but they've got the beta testers, you know, Japan,
Right. Working
on it. And I guess it's out there. And there's been some interesting problems with the PSP lately. Now, what was the end-all story on that battery life thing you were looking at?
Well, essentially, for normal play, with a bright screen, and
which is what everybody's going to use, so you can actually
sound
see
on,
yeah,
et cetera, you're going to get about 3.5 hours of play, and it can dip down to 2.5, and go up to about 5.
If it's like heavy, heavy disc usage.
Right. Heavy everything is going to be about 2.5.
Loud sound.
And if you're really sparing on what you're, like, dim screen and low sound off and all that stuff, you're going to get about 5 hours.
Wow. Jesus. That's not a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's long enough to shoot your buddies with it, though. Sony, I don't know what the hell they did, but if you look around now, even in fact, there was a post on our forum, but go check it out on the forum under I think it's under hardware. There's videos of the PSP that if I swear to God, it looks like they hit the button just hard enough that it almost twists the case just a little bit. The disc pops out.
Yeah, like shoots.
Well, and I think that's mainly because they're showing it at an angle where gravity's pulling the disc out is what I think it is. Because I haven't seen anywhere it looks like it pops out yet. It looks like it pops out in the videos, but they're angling it down.
I've seen a couple that look like they're just sitting
looks
like this.
Looks like they were, yeah?
But this, we're on the radio. Yeah. But like, to where it's like pointed at the very least straight out, not down.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And
at
it
least
does
one of those.
Click out and fly all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
So be careful. Don't twist it or push it too hard. I mean, honestly, this thing, these discs pop right out in the middle of the game.
And a couple of them looked like they weren't. A couple of them, they were, like, twisting. They were trying to get him to pop out.
Yeah.
But a couple of them, they were just playing, like, feverishly, like they were just into a game they were playing, and pow!
Yeah, then there you go. It interrupts the game. The videos show the screen where it says, you know, disc has been removed, blah, blah, blah. But you think Sony would have tried playing this before. They you know.
If you're on a bus or something. Or
your disc goes flying out and lands on the ground, slides to the front of the bus.
Yeah, or maybe you're waiting for the bus. It falls into the street. Someone runs over it?
You know what's going to happen? People are going to be taping their discs in. You know, they're going to have to put a little piece of tape there in case your game just goes flying out in the middle of playing it, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to have to, like, put a little piece of duct tape or something on your PSP to keep it in there. And also, there was some Japanese site that picked it apart because they noticed some of the buttons weren't quite as solid as they should be, like they were really hard to hit. And, yeah, I can't read Japanese. But from what I was able to glean from the site in like, broken English and screenshots and whatever I was looking at, was that, like, the guys who printed the circuit board versus the guys who laid out, like, the button or whatever, they don't line up right. So you gotta really hit, like I think there was one button in particular that seemed to be way more off than the rest of them, which is what tipped people off to it. And you had to hit it almost, like, at an angle and really hard for it to hit the sensor that you hit that button. You know, yeah. Now, I don't know if this was somebody like me. I have a problem with these games that have the touch-sensitive buttons because I push the buttons kind of light. I just assume that they're going to be, I press and it goes. It's digital. It's either down or not.
Right.
It might have been somebody like that has a really hard time, like, mashing the buttons in, because a lot of people mash buttons and they don't even notice there's that pressure sensitive. To them, it's just they mash in the key no matter what. I'm really light on the controls, so I have issues with some of those things, so I bet that would have affected me. I'm sitting there trying to hit the button, it's not going. You know, so I'm not so sure that's going to affect everybody, but
and I imagine they'll have it fixed by the time we get
exactly. I'm hoping so, too, because we got our beta testers over there in Japan working on it. So.
And hopefully the disc thing will be fixed by the time it gets
good
over here.
Good Lord,
too.
I know.
But at the very least, 3 hours is not a long time.
You know, that's true, too. I mean, I guess, I suppose, though, it's not that bad. I mean, that's pretty low, but it's not terrible, because I rarely find myself anyway in a situation where I need to sit, you know, somewhere where I need a portable game for more than, like, even an hour.
One thing that is cool, though, is the PSP has a sleep mode. So if you're playing a game, and you have to pause it and put it in your pocket, you can throw it in sleep mode, and that lasts 24 hours.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Okay, well, that's handy. That's a good thing that would have been nice on the damn Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
My
you're
God.
Playing an RPG or something, you can't save, but you gotta go back to work or something.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a really good idea. That'd be a damn good idea. Well, I don't know. I really want to get my hands on each one of these, but I simply do not have the funds for these retarded things, you know? I mean, because I'll never use them. As cool as they are, my lifestyle is not set up to where I'm doing a lot of portable gaming. Some people it is, and that's got to be cool, because I'd like to play. I mean, they got some amazing games on this stuff, you know, and even my Game Boy Advance. I've got games I love, you know, and it's just like I want to play them more, but if I'm at home, I'm probably playing EverQuest, you know, and then the rare time I do go to play, you know, I use it on the Nintendo anyway with the Game Boy player.
Right.
Let's see, what else did we have for interesting news? Oh, RPG fans are going to be happy that Suikoden 4 has an official website up now. Go over and hit up Konami's website. They have the Suikoden 4 site up there. Not a whole lot of shit on there yet, but I went to go check it out anyway just to find out, because I really, really like Suikoden 3. That game was done so well. And this one, from everything I've read, sounds like they're going to do it so wrong. And they've got a couple screenshots up there I'm looking at. And the graphics, they look...
acceptable.
Acceptable, okay. Okay, we'll go with that. They're not... They didn't look as good as they should, I think. But when you're comparing games now to, like, you know, on a PlayStation 2, you're comparing against, you know, Metal Gear Solid 3 and Xenosaga 2 now. You know, you're comparing against something, you know, nice looking like that. This didn't look like it quite had that same level of attention to detail. The models, anyway, didn't look so hot. And a lot of water. So, Wind Waker fans, rejoice. You're going to get your dream of floating the hell around again for 5 hours before you get to do anything. I imagine there's going to be cool ship battles, and that's going to be your castle, though. You know, because in these other ones, in the other Suikoden, you have, like, a main castle place, you know, and that's where the people you meet and pick up, you know, to join you, hang out at your castle now, and they open shops there, and they do different shit for you. I mean, God, the game's phenomenal, but I think they're going the wrong direction. You know, they're putting it back to a more linear style with the single party, all this, having the multiple parties and all that. That made Suikoden 3 the fat game it is, you know, and the great control system it had. You know, because it didn't have such great graphics either. You know, and they weren't spectacular, but they were passable. You know, they were good. So, you can go check that out. There wasn't any videos or anything good on the site that I saw yet, anyway. Some of that stuff I'm sure should be out real soon.
Right.
I hope, because I'm curious. I want to buy this game. I also want to get, you know, like Xenosaga 2, man, I'm dying for some information for that. I don't know how I plan on pulling myself away from EverQuest long enough, but it'll happen.
Hey, 2 minutes here. While you're LFG.
Yeah, something like that. Don't forget to send in, I want to make sure I mention this again, send us your Game of the Year picks. Because last year we did it, go find last year's show, I'm sure it's probably still on the site even. You know, we did a pretty cool thing where we listed everybody's games of the year, and we kind of made one giant list. Because obviously, our opinions don't apply to everybody else's opinions, which is why it's cool when we get email from people who like different kinds of games.
Right.
You know, because then we can say, you know what, this guy likes to play realistic first-person shooters. And his favorite game of the year was this. So if you're into that a lot, this guy knows what he's talking about. Not us two clowns that play a lot of platformers and RPGs and fighting games, you know?
And when we play FPS, it's always the laser guns.
Yeah, Unreal Tournament type stuff, you know. But you know, Frag Ops, Tactical Ops type of stuff like that, that does it for me. You know, I like that kind of stuff too, but not the uber-realistic, retarded stuff where you're walking all slow and it's not all... It's missing that arcadey feel. That's what I like, is the arcadey. And not everybody's into that. They want the more realistic stuff.
Right.
You know, so that's that. Let's see. My God, we've actually burned up all the notes except for one thing, and we're still looking at like 15 minutes left in the show. We didn't plan on, I mean, we didn't know what to do this time. I mean, all the good news is up. You know, everything kind of...
Next week we'll have a solid show.
Yeah, next week it's going to be cool. You know, we're going to do the best of 2004. It'll be January 1st, 2005. That's going to be some scary stuff, because I'm tired of aging. I want to stop a little bit ago. San Andreas fans, which is a lot of people. A lot of people like this. Gamers everywhere, you know, playing Grand Theft Auto. Not my style of game. It's just not fun. It just gets too dry too quick. It's a good idea right off the bat for 4 hours. Then it's old. For me. Anyway, if you don't have a PlayStation 2, it's coming to the PC and the Xbox in June of 2005.
That was pretty quick.
So, yeah, it was. That was a lot quicker than I thought it would be. I expected it to be like Christmas of next year.
I believe Vice City took quite a while.
I don't remember. I really don't remember. But,
also, they have that radio soundtrack.
Oh, is that coming out too? Yeah. They're going to have all that stuff too? Oh, great.
So if you're a big fan, you can...
Early 90s rap?
Yeah.
Cool. Some of it's good, dude. Some of that shit is really good on there, but some of it was like, oh my God, I can't believe that we listened to this.
Well, it wasn't just rap. Plus you have the talk radio. That's what I always
listen to. Exactly. I wind up on the damn talk radio station the whole time, too. I like that. So, that's alright. Well, now we don't have any notes anymore. So we get to fill time. We got like 10 minutes left, really, of just time killing. I'm more curious to see if the new version of Audacity here crashes for us, because it's already past where it normally crashes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's why I want to let this go until our time is up, at least, just to see if it crashes on us. That'll be great. We do the show, and it sucks anyway, because we didn't have any real content, because all the good stuff already happened, and then we crash it, and we don't get the show saved. That would blow. But I'm sure that's not going to happen. They'll save the files there, and we can try to recover it. Worst case scenario. But, I mean, we had some good stuff come out this year. I'm looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't see as much, well, at least right away. Like all the stuff that's been hyped for so long just came out.
Yeah.
You know, and usually, though, there's a lot of stuff that's still hyped up. But right now, I'm thinking of, like, four things, and that's it. I can't
think. There might be a little bit of dead time.
Yeah,
here in the next couple months.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, seriously, beyond, like, and for me, a lot of people don't get excited over this, but for me, like, Suikoden 4, Xenosaga 2, and the Minish Cap, they're all I'm really concerning myself with right now, you know, in the future. There's nothing that I'm, you know, there's no
Sly Cooper. No, it's Zelda, but that's,
you know.
That's still quite a ways away, I think. That's
yeah, January.
Five.
January 10th. Oh, the new Zelda. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That one. Yeah, and that
that's
one.
That's the end of 2005? Or is it the beginning of 2006?
Knows. Well, that's interesting, because, okay, they're working on that new Zelda, and didn't they say that it's coming out for the GameCube?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, right? Now, a new Mario game is also coming out for the GameCube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mario 128, they've been calling it this whole time, however long the fuck it's been forever, right? Mm-hmm. Mario 128. Now, Nintendo has said that they want to launch a new console at the 2005, I guess, holiday season. So think about that for a minute. We've got, if they're going to drop a new Zelda on us, and they're going to drop a new Mario on us in the next year for the current GameCube, that means there's got to be another team working on a Mario game and likely a Zelda game for the new console, because they're going to have a launch Mario type. Could you imagine a Nintendo console that launches without one? Four people would buy it, you know?
It very well might be that they're actually going to have it on the new system.
That's what I'm starting to think, too. I think they're going to screw us, you know, and they're going to drop it on the new console instead of on the GameCube. You know, they're going to release these games, they're going to be for the people that have the Revolution, or whatever the hell it's called.
Which I'll probably end up getting anyway.
I will too, because I want Nintendo to kick everybody's ass this next time.
They better.
Xbox and Microsoft is pulling the hard drive from the Xbox, from the standard Xbox. They're going to have multi-tiered versions, you know, like, you know, did you see that?
Really?
They're going to have a version with no hard drive, they're going to have a version that can act as a PVR, you know, with a hard drive, mm-hmm. And they're going to have, like, different versions of it, okay? This worked real well when Sony called it the PSX, didn't it? They already stopped production of that thing a long time ago, okay? Nobody wanted the stupid thing, because it was retarded, okay, and cost way too much money. There was nothing wrong, I feel, with the current Xbox design, other than that it was maybe too big. Mm-hmm. The size doesn't bother me.
Well,
me. It bothers a lot of people, but not
problem,
me.
The problem that Microsoft might have with it is that they've lost money on every single unit.
Yeah, yeah. But now, I mean, they've all, that was also their launch console. Now they've got, you know, an established name, you know, and they people know what to look forward to. They look forward to games like, you know, Halo on the Xbox. So, you know, you've got fans of Microsoft that are going to want to buy the new console for the new, you know, Halo games. And, well, yeah, there's other ones, you know.
You're right.
I'm just making a joke at their expense. You know, and they're going to, so at least I think they could charge, you know, or create a console that they're not going to lose so much money on, because they already have that name already out there, that now people know what an Xbox is. You know, when they were new, you had to practically be bribed to buy one sometimes.
I'm also,
you know,
interested in seeing how much this new generation is going to cost.
I don't think it's going to go over $300 for just the console itself.
No?
I don't think it will. That's the magic price point.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't the magic price point a couple of generations
ago. Well, yeah, we had, what, Super Nintendo? How much did that start out? $200?
No, I think that was $100.
No. No way. No, it wasn't $100. I guarantee it wasn't $100. When the Super Nintendo and the Genesis came out, I'm sure that they were $200.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. There's no way it was $100. I know. There's no way.
I thought I recalled getting my N64 for $200 and being all like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, right. Nintendo 64, maybe, God, I really don't know how much that cost.
That was $200.
Was it $200? Okay. And, yeah, but when did you get, but you got that right away, right?
Yeah.
Right, now when did you get that Super Nintendo and that Genesis, though? Right away on release day?
You know what, I didn't buy it. I was too young, I got them for Christmas and stuff. So.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure they were up there. Had to have been like $200 plus. Had to be. But and then when the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox came out, they were all $300, right. You know. But then guys like Electronics Boutique are screwing us over. You can't buy just the console. You notice that? They will not sell just the console to you.
Really?
Yep. You end up having to spend $500 no matter what. Because they do it in a package. You get the console, a third-party ghetto-ass controller, a third-party ghetto memory card, you know, the launch game or two, you know, or they'll have a different package with different games in it. They make you buy all the extra crap that you don't want. You know, they have the pack with the better video cables and two memory cards and four controllers.
Can I have to buy it from, like, Best Buy or something?
If they allow you to, yeah. And do you think, I don't know, when...
Best Buy doesn't do those.
Yeah, they're not going to do a package like that. Yeah, that's way too much for them.
If they do a package, it would be something that Sony and Nintendo
would set up. Yeah, but they don't. They don't do it. It's always right. So thus far anyway. Thus far, it's always been, you know, just Electronics Boutique and whatnot. You know, that's setting those things up. But they're a pain in the ass. That sucks. Yeah. I don't want your stupid controllers and the, you know, the ghetto memory cards and all that crap.
Now, I got my PlayStation 2 from Costco. And that was actually kind of a, it wasn't a package, but it was kind of a cool package because it was two real Sony controllers.
And that was put out by Sony.
And a memory card, and Jack and Daxter, and...
Yeah, but that was put out by Sony. Yeah, I remember that. I saw that too. Because I was pissed after I got mine. I saw that, and it had the memory, or they had the network card with it.
Oh, mine didn't have the network
card. Oh, okay. The ones I saw did, though. But it wasn't that, those same games either. It was ATV and something else. Something you could play online, I think. Yeah. But I'm betting on $300. I hope I can, like, get one, though. You know, like, when it comes out, instead of that pre-order 700 years ahead of time crap, I want to get one somehow. You know, I never buy it when they first come out. I can't afford it ever.
Yeah, I've never had one brand new.
Yeah, it always takes me a couple months to get around to it. Just because I just don't have the money, you know. But it'll be nice. I'm going to have to try that, though. Just because we didn't do the show when I was younger, when I was 15, so I didn't need it. But now, now I got to do it, and I can say I can justify the purchase as research.
There you go, tax deductible.
Exactly. That's right. Well, we got to get out of here. We hope everybody had a good Christmas, you know.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah, no, it kept going. It didn't crash. Remember it said it fixed that bug, and this is a new version, so I was pretty happy about that. Sorry we didn't have anything really good to talk about, like no juicy stuff, but we had good stuff this last month.
Yeah.
This was the big time for games, you know, this is why it's kind of weird during the aftermath of it, you know, it's already been the wreckage, the retail store wreckage has already passed, you know, the madness has calmed down, you know, the empty shelves and all that are going to get restocked, you're not going to have people trampled every day somewhere, you know, trying to get the last copy of a, you know, whatever game.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to do the best of the year, you know. That's always a fun show to do. And then we can start, you know, fresh again. Do the 2005 stuff, see what's coming out. Some pretty exciting, you know, news should be coming out then because everybody's got to get all psyched up again for, you know, what they get to wait for another year.
Right.
So, alrighty. And, like, happy stuff.
Hanukkah.
Like, yeah. And, oh, it'll be past New Year's, so, like, happy New Year's.
Will the real Slim Santa please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Santa please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
You all act like you've never seen Santa before. Toys all over your floor. Who the hell do you think brought them? It wasn't drunk dad or your mother, that whore. It was me. Now I'm skinny and I'll tell you the score. It's the return of Christmas, but not the jolly fat elf. My ass got so big I couldn't wipe it myself. And my doctor said, Santa, you've never looked worse. Lose 200 pounds or your heart's gonna burst. Everybody loved me big and fat. Ho, ho, ho. Big ass Santa. Look at him walking around. His belly like jelly. Have some more eggnog. They didn't give a shit if my arteries clogged. So I said, f*** them and I joined a gym. Started eating low-fat cookies, drinking milk that was skim. I lost so much weight that I can see my candy cane. And Mrs. Claus is happy I can f*** her again. Your name is on my list, your name is on my list. And if you're nice, not naughty, I might give you a little gift. But here's a message for you if you're a big fat slob. If your gut's in the way, a girl won't bob on your knob. You can't expect a hoe to gobble your goo if you just sit there eating Twinkies, watching Scooby-Doo. If you ain't nothing but chubby, no girl wants a fat hubby. You'll end up working construction. Your love life lying in ruins and destruction. By the time you're 30, you'll be asking Santa for life. But if you're thin, you'll get seduction. Underneath the mistletoe, sing the chorus and it goes. I'm Slim Santa, yes, I'm the real Kringle. All you fly girls like my balls cause they jingle. So won't the real Slim Santa please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm the Slim Santa, yes, I'm the Saint Nick. All you other fat Santas can suck my fat dick. So won't the real Slim Santa please stand up?
Please stand up. Please stand up. Please stand up.
I guess there's a slim Santa in all of us. On Donner, on Blitzen, let's get the f*** out of here. West Side!